So while the world around you is not achieving a state of peace, you are becoming better at finding your ease and letting go of the part of the world that does not wish to be peaceful. That is a skill, and it is one that you probably have not had to exercise as much as you are having to exercise it now. We would encourage you to continue to avoid the news coverage, except for just knowing what it is and then moving on, because this is not a time where you want to incorporate fear or anxiety or depression into your energy field. You need your field to be prepared to create on this middle road and to move forward with that. And that is, as we say, a developed skill, to know that all around you things are in chaos, and refuse to join it. Refuse to join the world around you in chaos. Choose your own peace and your own connectedness and create your life from there. There is, shall we say, a bad habit in your communications vehicles. They go only for fear. And when they find fear, they make it a driving, chaotic force. And that is why the responsible thing to do is not to enter that chaos, because it pulls from your own energy that which you need to create peace and abundance and to build the thing that you are actually here to build. So it is simply a reminder to not to go to battle with something, but to honestly stop and look at the nature of it, and to know the nature of it, and then to decide whether or not that is incorporating an energy that you want to hold in your own field. This is important for the times that you are in. Also important for how quickly you can create what you are holding in your own field, and how it is connected to the universe is now the strongest creative thing that you can know. So we know that this is a thing you know. We are simply saying, pay attention, because what you intake is because of your choice. And therefore, when you find yourself intaking things that are not being supportive of your creative energy, then take responsibility and do not intake any more of it. Now you will find that this is also true with people with whom you associate. You can know someone, even someone that you like, and if their energy is pulling on your energy and drawing it into a place where you do not wish to be, then you must move away from that. And we all know what is good for us, but sometimes we do not want to take responsibility for that knowledge. And in this time, we must. We certainly must. So, if we will remember this, how powerful our choice is in every aspect of our lives, not to be self-judging or self-blaming, but to be self-choosing, and to know that this is the energy that will allow your path and you on it to move in the way that you want it to move. So, if you will begin to breathe easily and deeply, and breathe in peace and healing. And exhale fear and anxiety. And begin to feel a light in each of your chakra centers, like a flame in the root, in the second center, in the solar plexus, in the heart, in the throat, in the third eye, in the crown, and feel the light throughout your body, easing any darkness that might have caught in your life or your thoughts. Allow yourself to focus on the light that you carry inside of you. And as you are breathing, allow your energy to move up lightly through your body. Open your crown and allow your energy to move up, out of your body, lightly higher and higher. And feel the power and the beauty of the universe all around you. See the lights of the stars, see the planets, and see your own light, a part of this tapestry of life. And know that through the universe, a vehicle comes for you, and join with that vehicle to move even higher, but without effort. And feel in this vehicle the support of the universe. Let it move you higher and higher. And see the light that is the entrance to the place that has been prepared for you. And step from your vehicle into this place. And feel the air full of golden coins and golden stars. And feel them becoming a part of you, a part of what draws the finest and the best to you. And walk in this place until you find water. And drink that water to refresh yourself. And be in that water if you choose to be, to let it remove burden, heaviness, uncertainty. Let it wash all of that away. when you come from the water. See that your teacher has a white robe. And let that robe warm you and protect you. And walk with your teacher to a place in a garden where there is life and beauty. And sit here with your teacher and spend this time with your teacher now. Now let the teacher give you a gift. Rest the mind and know the gift. Thank the teacher who has come to be here with you and come back through this place that is your place and take in the golden energy as a part of your own field so that this energy walks with you and draws to you what is high and fine and good. And know that your vehicle is waiting for you. And step into the vehicle. And rest as you ride through the night sky. And come through the night sky and back toward the room. and bring your consciousness above the circle. And as a service, find for those who sit here with you a message, a gift. Begin to breathe into the center of your body to balance and to ground. When you've grounded in your body, open your eyes.